Plastic, it's not so fantastic. According to 100,000 Kiwis who've signed a petition urging the government to ban single-use plastic bottles. But with about a billion of them sold in this country every year, it's going to be a tough habit to break. Ruth Hill reports.
MPs who glanced out the window at Parliament's lawn today got a clear picture of the damage caused by single-use plastic. A larger-than-life sculpture of Aotearoa with a 10-metre wingspan made of discarded plastic bottles. Greenpeace activist Jerissa Lee says the sculpture, nicknamed Birdie, was created by artist Michael Simpson as a tribute to a real albatross, which was found struggling in the surf by a family at Napier Beach.
They took that bird to the vet, and the vet didn't know what was wrong. The bird wasn't eating and eventually died. After the Aotearoa died, they cut the bird's guts open and found a 500ml plastic bottle that the bird had swallowed whole.
Ms Lee says that bird's death inspired the Greenpeace campaign to ban single-use plastic bottles, leading to the petition presented to Parliament today with 100,000 signatures. Massey University wildlife health expert Stuart Hunter carried out the post-mortem on the emaciated tūroa in January 2020.
The rest of the intestinal tract had no food in it. It was just a plastic bottle and a couple of bits of balloon. So the poor thing wouldn't have been able to eat.
Green MP Eugenie Sage, who received the petition today, was Associate Minister for the Environment during the last government. She says the petition shows there's an appetite for change.
Phasing out single-use plastic bags was the first step, and all of the other work with the container return scheme followed that. We didn't look at phasing out plastic bottles then because there was so much work to do, and getting the landfill levy established was the critical priority then. But it should be on the agenda, it should be part of the waste strategy, and there should be the tools under the new Waste Minimisation Act to do it.
Industry body Plastics New Zealand says it's working with the government and stakeholders to ensure it doesn't pollute land and waterways. A spokesperson says transitioning to a circular plastics economy will involve eliminating problematic plastics and redesigning systems so waste can be recovered, reused and recycled at bigger scales. But Jerissa Lee at Greenpeace says recycling is a false solution.
It requires virgin plastic input to make another bottle, and the plastic degrades over time. So recycling will never stop the need for new plastic.
She says many people still alive remember a time before everything came in plastic, and she believes it's possible we can live without it.